Due to an ongoing real estate recovery, developers in Phoenix are scrambling to keep up with the demand for new housing. During the recession, homebuilders in the suburbs often abandoned neighborhoods that were only half built. They became known as zombie subdivisions. But now, as Peter O'Dowd reports, those zombies are waking up.
When the housing party ended 5 years ago, the city was left to clean up the mess. Phoenix got millions in federal stimulus money, teamed up with builders, and got to work. That's why zombies like this one are coming back to life. A cement truck is pouring its payload into an unfinished driveway at Gordon Estates. Work crews are putting the final touches on 14 new homes that are just about move-in ready. The city's Chris Hallett says he's running out of foreclosed properties to resurrect.
The inventory out there is slowing. That's a sign of a good economy, and that's the sign that our work here is just about done.
The housing recovery in Phoenix is in full swing, and the supply of existing homes cannot keep up with buyer demand. In response, builders began snapping up empty lots late last year. The easiest targets were zombies, already equipped with sewers and streetlights.
The opportunity to acquire distressed lots or failed communities is long gone.
Dave Everson is the president of Mandalay Home, the company that helped finish off Gordon Estates.
They're now in the hands of people that are either building them or are in the process of getting started to build them.
Everson himself has bought up half a dozen distressed subdivisions, and he has reason to be optimistic about their future. The number of new home sales in April was up 27% compared to the year before. During the recession, builders recalibrated. They drew smaller floor plans, cut back on fancy amenities, and designed denser neighborhoods.
As an industry, we tooled up for that, but what we are finding is, as the market's healing, we probably underestimate consumers' desire for a little bit larger home.
Actually, about 30% larger.
Between the average size of a new home and the average size of a resale, so I think that's significant.
Mike Orr is a housing researcher at Arizona State University. He says the extra space has something to do with parents who need bigger houses to accommodate their unemployed adult children. But more likely, it's just industry picking up where it left off.
I think the city planners would like to have much denser city centers with tall buildings. But the builders know how to make money doing it the old way, going out on the outer fringes.
On the outer fringes of West Phoenix is where I met realtor Greg Swan. Back in 2011, we found a zombie neighborhood with fire hydrants emerging dolefully from the desert floor and sidewalks leading to nowhere.
When you recover from a heart attack, it takes time. 2 years ago, we stood in the same subdivision and there was absolutely nothing going on.
Right.
What do you see now?
Almost nothing.
Almost, because today we do find crews working on about a dozen big homes. But Swan says it's not much to brag about.
This year is definitely better than 2 years ago, but there are limits to the enthusiasm that you can express for this.
Across the region, about 350 subdivisions are actively selling new homes. In a normal market, that number is more than 600. Swan says when things are really moving in this city, you'll know it.
There's a truss on a truck in front of you every day when you're driving on a freeway. If you're trying to angle around that truss because you can't see, then they're building houses.
And if those trucks are not a problem, Swan says construction is not as it should be. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd.